This item, number one, is the report and possible discussion on quarterly activity report by Wells Fargo. John Haas, if you would please introduce this item.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Excuse me, this is the regular quarterly report by the trustee, Wells Fargo Trust, just the activity for the quarter. And I may point out that this is as of 8/31, the investment performance material you'll be hearing from BlackRock and then from Bogdan, from Richard over here will actually be through 9/30. But this is because the plan document is on a February 28th year end. This is on a slightly different cycle. But it basically just shows the number of retirees. Again, 99 at the end of this quarter. Total number of participants in the DB portion of the plan. You can see the breakdown between the defined benefit and the defined contribution portion, which is, you all know, are actually two separate plans now. We've actually split those plans out into two separate plans, which you can see the relative size of them as of 8/31. And it shows the distributions, some $389,000 for the quarter, where the three-monthly retirement check payments that were made to those 99 retirees. And on the DC plan down below, there was some $11,000 of distributions that were paid out. Primarily, people who terminated at some point and have chosen to pull their defined contribution money out during this quarter. So anyway, that's the balances as of 8/31. We have to answer your questions. Fred Worley's here representing Wells Fargo Trust. If y'all have any detailed questions about it.
John, have we got any word from IRS as to the...
No, certainly a fair question. Monica, we were just talking about the other day. We have not. Yeah. And we continue to wait, and we'll perhaps try to follow up with them. But we have hopes that we'll hear something. We really had hopes we'd hear something this year, in 2011 year, so maybe it's still happening.
Hadn't been a year yet.
It's not over yet. It's early.
On the Wall Street Journal today, there's an article talking about pension plans and underfunding liabilities and problems that they've all got. And I just did a little West Texas math. 8% on our account balance produces $1.5 million, and we have $1.5 million of obligations. We're struggling, shall we say, to even come close to staying up. And that, obviously, the reason for the 7% and everything else is trying to get there. But at 4%, you produce $755,000 a year. So we're $700,000 short.
Right.
And we're not even getting 4%, are we?
Last quarter
was a second.
We'll get that because he has some 12 months, some annualized numbers, right, and you can look at, which is obviously what's relevant, is to look at in the long periods.
Sure.
That's right.
Okay. If there's any comfort in that, we're like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very good crowd, but it's
not
where we are.
That's right. Any questions on that? Okay.
Thank you, John.